The Monday after, you know, round of NFL games on Sunday, we normally talk about and make fun of the Cowboys, talk about the Texans. The Bears are our favorite team. But so much of the attention really yesterday was on what took place in Kansas City, not because it's a good football team, because it was how they play, but really what took place on Saturday when linebacker Javon Belcher murdered his girlfriend, then turned the gun on himself. And many questions have been raised. Should the game have been played? What about the players? And so we turn to Jason Whitlock, columnist for FoxSports.com. He wrote a very passionate piece on this issue. He joins us this morning. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Man, you say point blank that this is what you said in the piece. You said that the football is our God. Its exaggerated value in our society has never been more evident than Saturday morning in my adopted hometown. There's just no way this game should be played.
Yeah, I think it was ridiculous that the game was played. Javon Belcher murdered himself in front of the head coach and the general manager at the practice facility. I think that team was still in a state of shock. I know they won the game, but, you know, if a young man could take his life, take the life of the mother of his kid right there at the practice facility, and the game could still go on, that's just crazy. He was very close to many of the players on that team. I know the team came out and said that the captains wanted to play. I don't believe that. I believe that Roger Goodell and the NFL and, perhaps the owner of the team wanted the team to play, but I don't believe those players wanted to play.
Also, in the particular piece, you laid out as well. I mean, you talked about gun control and talked about that. And you worked in what took place in Florida. The young man shot and killed because the music was too loud. And you made the point that had he not had a gun, two folks would still be alive today. Why did you decide to focus on gun control as well when you were making the argument about the NFL?
Well, because, you know, sports get so much attention and so many people tune out the real world that I try to take advantage of the opportunities to talk about the real world when sports lends itself to that and try to open people's eyes. I did not go as far as I would like to go because my thoughts on the NRA and America's gun culture, I believe the NRA is the new KKK.
Wow.
And that the arming of so many black youths and loading up our communities with drugs and then just having an open shooting gallery is the work of people that, you know, obviously don't have our best interest. And I think it's obvious if you travel abroad and travel to countries where they actually have some legitimate gun laws, we don't have to have what we have here in America, where people think a gun somehow enhances their liberty and where people think that a gun somehow makes them safer. It just doesn't. A gun turns some kids listening to music into a murder scene. And, if you don't have a gun, you drive home. You know, kids are listening to some loud music. You don't like it. That annoys me. You go home and complain to your wife. When you have a gun, you open fire, potentially, and take the life of a child. Obviously, Javon Belcher was disturbed. There were problems between he and his girlfriend. But if there's no gun, potentially it's a domestic violence issue that doesn't end in death. Maybe it ends in someone getting hurt and Javon going to jail and getting some help. But, you know, anytime you add a gun to a situation, you just enhance the consequences.
Jason, also, the Chiefs chose not to wear a patch. Clark Hunt said on CBS that there were two victims that took Saturday. He said that Cassandra also was a member of this family. And I said that was a smart decision by them. Some of the players wanted to wear a patch in honor of Javon. Your thoughts?
It was another reason why I think why the game shouldn't have been played. Because, again, I believe the players were in shock, don't know how to handle this issue. They did Roland hang his jersey in his locker yesterday and left his locker memorialized in celebration. Again, I believe these young players, they're in shock. They don't know how to handle what has happened, and they needed some time to reflect. they did celebrate Javon Belcher yesterday by hanging his jersey in his locker, and I just think that's a mistake.
Jason Whitlock, folks, you definitely want to check out his column on FoxSports.com, a very thought-provoking and passionate one. So, Jason, man, we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Roland.
Take care.